Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet. Let's get back to Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
Instead of saying once again, you should say, oh my God, not again.
That's right.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we have a little bit of an attorney that's having... That was a tornado that just blew the through the studio, folks. If your feet, if your shoes came off, it's my partner sneezing. All right. In fact, we have to recover his shoes now. They went out the studio door. We have a lawyer here who, boy, oh my, I can't believe these guys do this stuff. But I guess, you know, why should they be any different from the general population? He gets a two-day sentence for snorting cocaine at the courthouse.
Well, this is,
couldn't he go across the street?
Well, this is in Minnesota.
Oh, it's cold.
He got a couple of days in jail for snorting cocaine.
Isn't that more serious than a couple of days?
Well, he was also fined, you know, $2,500. Has to perform 240 hours of community service.
Oh,
now,
boy.
For a lawyer, that's difficult. I mean,
that's worse than the death penalty.
Right, it is. He's got to give free services to the community. That'll kill him if the cocaine won't. And 10 years of probation.
Ten years. Oh, okay. That's pretty serious.
And if he
serious.
Behaves himself and does this, complies with the order, they will reduce this third-degree felony to a misdemeanor.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay, so it is quite serious.
Well,
the
it is.
Because,
well,
been,
you know, you smoke. I mean, you're a lawyer. You're in the courthouse. You're an officer of the court. And you're snorting cocaine. What kind of nonsense is that?
Right.
I mean, there's a lawyer. Nobody needs him. And,
you know. How's he going to get a case
after
this?
Well, the policeman, you know, he testified. This was a policeman who testified in the case this lawyer was representing somebody in, and he noticed a suspicious behavior in the courthouse, and he called other authorities, and they found cocaine on the conference table. So, you know, he was snorting, probably preparing it there, doing
yes.
it like he does in his little lab in his law office.
Right.
So the fact that the crime was committed by an attorney, a well-represented client, made the case even more serious, and rightly so.
Right.
So, at any rate, they commended the lawyer, at least for admitting he had a problem. He has a problem, all right. How can you deny it? He must be some kind of a goofball. But the attorney has been disbarred by the North Dakota Supreme Court.
Oh, so he was disbarred. So a lot of bad
things
happened.
Oh, no, this is in an unrelated case.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry, because this fellow's Minnesota. They report that an attorney was disbarred, but I don't know why.
So why did you bring it up?
I don't know. It came in the same article that I, or the same source of my information.
Ah.
And the fellow who gives me the source of information snorts a little himself.
Oh,
so
okay.
Sometimes the information gets a little confused.
Now, right? But he's not snorting cocaine. He snorts snuff.
Well, he does it, but you see,
legal.
He has enormous nostrils. So he can, if the police catch him, he snorts it all up right away.
Sucks
and they
it
can't
right
find
in.
It. They can't find it. He wouldn't leave any residue on the table because he would have sniffed up the table.
This guy looks like Jimmy Durante.
Well, so that's the story on this lawyer. Lawyers who need them, not this guy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Let me just ask you one quick question about snuff, because you were around during those days.
Snuff is tobacco.
And it was designed to make you sneeze, correct?
That's right.
And you felt good after you sneezed.
To clear your nasal passages. Right?
And you feel good after you sneezed.
Well, I guess I felt good.
Now, did you ever do a little snuff when you were wearing those wigs? Some of you, your barristers ever?
Some people did, yes, they did.
But you know, back then, you got to be careful.
They snorted the snuff. When they snort the snuff, it's very snuffy. And when they snort it, you know, they go through the one nostril, and they go, So that's how it works. It tickles their nostrils.
Let me ask you a question.
And they feel so relieved.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to sneeze. But let me ask you a question. Back then with those wigs, occasionally one would fly right out into the courtroom.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I can just see that. What a picture. No, that's a holdback. Quit coming to your nose.
All right. By the way, folks, cover your coughs. You know, that's the newest thing. Please.
Yes.
Because it's that season for everything.
It's coming. Oh, man. We need a doctor, a psychiatrist, and an attorney all in the same time. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them, right here on TalkZone.com. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And you're just in time. I've been doing that all day, just in time. Well, you're just in time for the Simon Hart Award. This week's Simon Hart Award goes to a Charlotte, North Carolina lawyer who purchased a box of very rare and expensive cigars, then insured them against fire. Within a month, having smoked his entire stockpile of these great cigars and without yet having even made the first premium payment on the policy, the lawyer filed a claim against the insurance company. In his claim, the lawyer stated the cigars were lost in a series of small fires. The insurance company refused to pay, citing the obvious reason that the lawyer had consumed the cigars in the normal fashion.
Our information has it that the lawyer sued the insurance company for $15,000 and won. In delivering the ruling, the judge agreed with the insurance company that the claim was frivolous. The judge stated, nevertheless, that the lawyer held a policy from the company in which it had warranted and guaranteed that the cigars were insurable against fire. Hence, they were obligated to pay the claim, and they did. After the lawyer cashed the check, the insurance company had him arrested on 24 counts of arson. The lawyer was convicted of intentionally burning his insured property and was sentenced to 24 months in jail and a $24,000 fine.
I think the giveaway on this was the 24 small fires.
That's right. Well, you know.
Some people will try anything to make a buck.
Well, some lawyers are just...
Well, you know what happened to that guy?
Impossible.
Up in smoke.
Right.
All right. Before we go up in smoke, let's introduce our crack crew. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Forrest.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confounded All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazzarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Falls from the Third.
English fellow?
Very. Always wears, went to Oxford, you know. forget it. Barbershop, you're fired. We've had enough here. Let's get another English.
Okay. Our hair and makeup specialist, Miss Georgia Peachfuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Gutsch.
He comes in handy all the time. Doctor, our director of impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille Au Contraire.
Our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatime.
Thank God he's Giustinatime.
Giustinatime.
Each week, ladies and gentlemen, he gets us to the studio Giustinatime. Well, folks, you've survived another hour on Lawyers Who Need Them. At least we hope you have. Have a great week. Be kind to your neighbors. And no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.